Welcome to the New Marketing Show bonus edition brought to you by Trinity Web Media, trinitywebmedia.com. Hey everyone, welcome to a bonus edition of the New Marketing Show. The New Marketing Show, where we discuss how effective marketing solves business problems. You know, today I'm joined with my co-host, Kevin. And what we're going to do is we want to do sort of a recap of our first 10 episodes and some of the memorable moments. What do you think, Kev? Good idea or what?
I love it. Hey everybody. Hey, Greg.
So we started the show in, January of this year. And, you know, we just recorded episode 12, you know, which will drop on Tuesday here. But from the first 10 episodes, I think that, you know, we've learned a lot. We've grown a lot, you know, and we had some memorable moments that I just wanted to kind of touch back on. And I you know what? I'm going to say it. I wasn't going to say it, but sort of the greatest hits of the first 10. But, like, can we really say that, you know, since it's a new show? I don't know. I said it, so whatever. So let's just jump in.
I guess you did.
No. Yeah. So let's just jump in. So episode one, we talked about problem solving through effective marketing, which is the premise of our whole show. I think that just sort of kicked things off. And it was one of my favorite episodes because it was – we came to fruition for this idea that we've had for a podcast for so long. And it just sort of all clicked into gear. Now, I think that if I remember correctly, we went from – We've talked about a podcast since, August of 17, right?
Been a while. We've kind of thrown around quite a few ideas.
And what we did was, I think that by the time it came in January, we said, okay, this is going to be the name, this is what's going to be the premise, and let's start recording tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we were so tired of thinking about, talking about a podcast, and we talked enough to record probably a full season of it. It was actually fun to have, you know, a concept to run with, yeah.
Yeah, so that was episode one. We, you know, we ran with that. And then episode two was sort of an homage to the late, great Keith Jackson, you know, the sports broadcaster, where it was amplify your message but don't intrude. That's what he always wanted to do with his storytelling. And I think that that's still so important. Like, even today, like, you have to get your message out there in some way, shape, or form without being intrusive. And I think that that is so important, you know, for – any company or brand.
Absolutely.
So three, I think our social media director, Tammy Harvey, was on the show where it was using social media to solve business problems. That was one of the more fun episodes where I think everybody got the – I think that also that was one of the episodes that you and I and Tammy, we all kind of fell into the groove of the show.
Kind of got comfortable with the format and being on air and, yeah, you know, being able to sit down and have these conversations and know that people will listen.
And we discussed the following cost of breaking the brand experience, which is one of those things that breaks my heart every time I see somebody launch a brand, pay a consultant to help with the branding, and then do everything in reverse. Yeah. I mean, don't you think that that's just a heartbreaker?
I mean, why bother with the brand? Just, you know. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, startup funds are so precious as they are. You know, if you're going to spend money on something, follow through or at least have some forethought into how everything how everything influences that customer experience.
Right. And then I think that, you know, a couple of the other episodes that we ran with, you know, that were, you know, people marketing mindset, episode 10 was awesome. There's just kind of really for us to talk about how there's no B2C or B2B anymore. Everything's human to human and people to people. But one of my favorite episodes was the Trinity Roundtable discussion.
I was going to say that. I'm glad you did.
So the Trinity Roundtable discussion, we had our whole team sitting around a table. It wasn't actually a round table. I believe it was rectangular, but
it was rectangular.
But we were able to discuss being a dispersed workforce. What were some of your memorable moments from that show for you, Kev?
I mean, it was great to see the whole team kind of interact in person and the chemistry that, you know, we had kind of engineered with the dispersed force finally come together and sit around that one table. That was kind of cool. And to be able to capture it on a podcast was even cooler.
And it was really cool to talk about the different tools and the different perceptions and how everybody owns a different story for your brand. You know, you and I have, you have one story for our brand. I have another story. Our employees have, each one have their own story. And then the clients have their own story. So it's like, it was interesting to watch all that come together. Mm-hmm. You know, out of all the other episodes, I think the two stand out in my mind. And, you know, we had Chris Lee on. And Chris Lee would talk to us about marketing automation and different tools and different things that we can put in play to make things work. And that was episode five.
I love some of Chris's concepts with the value in advance.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Chris said, you know, you have to give your prospects and give your audience something of value in advance before expecting anything of them. And that is so true. You know, that's so true. And we see so many people make that mistake where they go for the big ask. You know, it's the Gary Vee, you know, jab, jab, right hook type of thing, where it's the jab and the jab, or the giving, and then you go for the right hook is the big ask. You know, and until you built that rapport, if you come out of the gate with the ask, you're just going to set yourself up for a brand disconnect. You know, again, going back to breaking the brand, a brand disconnect, and you're going to go back to really like not being a value, not being a help.
People like to buy. They don't necessarily like to be sold to.
Absolutely. 100%. I heard somebody smart say that once on this podcast. I forgot who that was.
I'll have to look that up.
I'll have to look that one up. And then the other episode that really stands out in my mind was Susan Beyer. And Susan Beyer from Audience Audit talking about how do you find your audience. What was one of the more memorable things that Susan said or did, you know, on the show?
I think that was really my first in-depth conversation regarding attitudinal behavior. Mm-hmm. You know, demographics and behavior, you know, Susan obviously throws at the demographics, but I've worked more with behavioral than attitudinal. So that was kind of cool to have an expert have that conversation on our show.
Yeah, and I absolutely love, you know, Susan saying and challenging us on the air mm-hmm. to say, go ahead and define your ideal client without using demographics. And that is such a huge revolutionary way to look at things, that if you can define your audience without using demographics, bam, that is money right there. So I believe that was episode 7, if I'm correct. Yes, episode 7 with Susan Beyer. So that's one that definitely, not to miss. So anything else? Any other of the greatest hits that stick out in your mind in our first 10?
You know, I did have fun on collaboration over competition. That was another one that popped into mind.
Yeah, and you know, us being like two collaborative individuals with different ways of thinking, you know, it's unique, but it's also one of those things that, you know, that is just ingrained in the ethos of our business and people that we like to work with and ideal clients for us to work with. So, I mean, it was awesome. And, you know, it seems like we have it's like a Gangplank 2014 reunion show. Gangplankhq.com here, a collaborative co-working space in Chandler, Arizona, where I launched my companies out of and Kevin's familiar with. You know, it seems like, you know, all those guests and all the resources that we have, you know, you're going to definitely see more of them.
You know, some might call them usual suspects. That's kind to say guests.
True. You might hear more and more about the usual suspects, but it's amazing. You know, I think that what's really stuck out to me in the first 10 episodes is how much other people who I've had contact with and mentors have influenced the way that I think in such a positive way and in such a way that I wouldn't be here without them. Yeah, it's just amazing when you have good people in your life and good people able to go ahead and steer you, you know, for the sake of helping you and, you know, for sake of adding value to your life and to your company. It's amazing. So that's been our first 10. I'm super excited about this show. I know that, you know, the show is going to grow and we're going to continue touching on these topics and these problems, you know, that effective marketing can solve in businesses.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate everybody's time and hope to hear from you.
So yeah, everyone, thanks for listening. We're going to do these recap episodes for every 10 episodes as some of our bonus content. And subscribe, if you like the show, subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, wherever else you get your podcast. All right, Kevin, until next time, I will talk to you later.
Thanks for listening.